The governor will spend plenty of time this year responding to ideas proposed by Republicans. But last night, he used the spotlight to hit on issues he wants the GOP to tackle. Doyle laid out an agenda he says responds to real people, whom he described as neighbors struggling to pay their bills or middle-class families getting squeezed. He hit first and foremost on improving health care and made a promise.
In Wisconsin, every child will have access to health insurance by next year.
The governor said he'd get that done by merging three of the state's low-income health care programs and expanding them. Under Doyle's plan, the state would help more middle-class families get health coverage. Doyle also used his speech to paint retail giant Walmart as a villain when it comes to health care. He says more than 1,200 Walmart employees rely on the state's Badger Care for insurance because they don't get it at work. He wants to prevent Walmart from what he calls health care dumping.
Badger Care is intended to help working families, not multi-billion dollar corporations.
A plan that would require Walmart to pay more in health care benefits will be debated in a legislative committee later this morning. Doyle called for an expansion of the family care program that helps seniors get long-term care at home instead of in nursing homes. Right now it's in five counties. Doyle wants it statewide. Doyle says community care has already helped hundreds of seniors.
And in the next 18 months, we will help another 1,200 seniors get home.
The governor called on the state to reduce its nursing home populations by 25% over the next 8 years. Doyle proposed spending $5 million to attract companies that study stem cell research to Wisconsin. It was one of the times last night when he referred to guests in the audience to make a point. In this case, he spoke directly to Madison resident Michelle Alswager and her son Jesse. Jesse Alswager has juvenile diabetes, a disease some in the medical community hope could someday be cured by using stem cells.
I want you to know, and I want this legislature to know, and I want the researchers in our labs and across the nation to know that as long as I am governor, Wisconsin will never allow politics to stand in the way of curing disease.
It was one of the many instances during the evening when his remarks were met by rousing applause from Democrats and very little reaction from Republicans. Many in the GOP think the state needs to set stronger ethical guidelines when it comes to working with human embryos to study stem cells. Doyle proposed a Wisconsin covenant between the state and high school students. The basic idea would be that a student from a low-income family who wants to attend the UW could sign a pact when they enter high school. As long as they keep good grades and qualify for financial aid, Doyle says the state would take care of the rest.
We'll do our part and guarantee their family a package of financial aid that lets them walk through the doors of one of our great UW campuses.
The governor's office says it would be similar to systems in three other states, including Indiana. This State of the State address was the fourth Doyle has given as governor. He'll need to win re-election this November if he wants to deliver more of them. His two Republican opponents made sure they were available to the media to rebut Doyle once he was finished. Congressman Mark Green said Doyle's higher education plan might be well and good, but argued that there's a simpler answer.
Why not simply restrain tuition? I mean, that to me seems to be the answer.
And Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker said the speech was noteworthy for what it did not include, namely any reference to the state's higher than average tax burden.
There was nothing specific about a plan to get Wisconsin out of that ranking, to put more money in the hands of taxpayers in the state.
Doyle's address last night was aimed at more than just his GOP opponents. In an election year, candidates try to charge up their political bases. In Doyle's case, some members of his own party have criticized him for abandoning Democratic ideals when it's been politically expedient. Madison Assembly Democrat Spencer Black has been among the more outspoken, but he liked what he heard from Doyle last night.
I thought that I there was a noticeable change in tone on the part of the governor. This was a much more progressive governor than I've seen in the last two or three years of his administration. And of course, I welcome that.
Black has in the past threatened to run against Doyle for governor. He says he's leaving that option open, but an agenda like this one makes it less likely that he'd feel the need to run. But Black says the real test still lies ahead for Doyle. He says a State of the State speech is an important start. The next step is exerting the political muscle necessary to make these plans law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.